You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Northern Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has signed on to a letter to Kirsten Hillman, the U.S. Ambassador to Canada, requesting that she urge the country to improve its forest management practices. The letter is based on severe wildfire seasons over the past few years that have been blowing harmful smoke across the northern border. It claims that a lack of active forest management has contributed to the increasingly severe wildfires, limiting the ability of Midwest residents to enjoy the outdoors during the summer due to dangerous air quality conditions. A Minnesota teen is now facing multiple felony charges in relation to a Polk County crash that left multiple people injured. According to court documents, 18-year-old Leon Klein III of Little Canada is accused of using THC prior to the March 24th crash, during which he allegedly ran a stop sign and caused the collision that left two people seriously injured. Klein also had a prior conviction for operating while intoxicated and did not have a valid license at the time of the crash. Law enforcement authorities say he admitted to using THC prior to the crash. Barron County residents are at odds over part of a plan to use the former student center at the UW-Eau Claire Barron County campus as a daycare center. Questions about fencing were raised at the Barron County Property Committee's meeting this week. The Rice Lake Area School District planned to install fencing along the popular Cedarside Trail for the safety of the kids at the daycare. Some residents are pushing back on that plan, saying that adding fencing would create an eyesore along the trail. The committee decided to seek additional input from the city. The Department of Workforce Development has awarded nearly $2.3 million in Wisconsin Fast Forward Worker Training Grant funding. The grant funding aims to help employers meet workforce needs in fields like healthcare, manufacturing, and construction through reimbursements for occupational training programs. Three Northwest Wisconsin businesses were among the grant awardees, including the West Eau Claire Rehabilitation and Nursing Center, Riverside Machine and Engineering in Eau Claire County, and Epicurean Cutting Surfaces in Douglas County. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has officially endorsed Court of Appeals Judge Chris Taylor for the 2026 State Supreme Court election. Senator Baldwin called Judge Taylor fair, impartial, and committed to making sure the law protects the rights and freedoms of everyone in a statement earlier this week. Judge Taylor first announced her candidacy in late May and will challenge the incumbent conservative-backed Justice Rebecca Bradley for the seat. A victory in the 2026 election would give liberal-backed justices a 5-2 majority on the state's highest court. Experts are reminding Wisconsin residents to take precautions against ticks this summer. Lone star ticks have been confirmed as far north as Douglas County this year. Unlike the deer ticks residents would usually see during the warmer months, the lone star tick could carry alpha-gal syndrome with it. People infected with AGS could develop an allergy to red meats in addition to symptoms of nausea, vomiting, and difficulty breathing. Experts say deer ticks have also been spreading out of their usual wooded areas into places like city parks or suburban lawns. Governor Tony Evers visited Superior on Tuesday to see construction work on a lead pipe replacement project days after signing a bill allowing the city's utility provider to access federal funding. Superior Water, Light & Power is the only privately owned water utility serving a city in the state, which limited their ability to access the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program for infrastructure projects. Mayor Jim Payne says the additional funding will allow the utility to replace harmful lead service pipes across the city over the next 2 years at no cost to local residents. Governor Tony Evers has announced the appointment of Jody Kumet as the new Barron County Sheriff. Kumet will serve the remainder of Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald's term through January of 2027 following his retirement last month. She has over 30 years of experience in law enforcement with the Wisconsin State Patrol, serving the Barron County community for the majority of her career. She retired from the State Patrol as a senior master trooper in March. Kumet will officially take over the role of Barron County Sheriff on July 28th. Wisconsin businessman Bill Berrien has announced his intent to run for governor in the 2026 election. He's now the second candidate to officially enter the race and will face off against Washington County Executive Josh Showman in the Republican primary. Berrien is a former Navy SEAL and the owner of Pindell Global Precision, a manufacturing business in New Berlin. No Democrats have officially entered the race thus far, but Governor Tony Evers says he will announce his decision on running for a third term within the next couple of weeks. Members of Wisconsin's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force have been deployed to Texas to assist with search efforts following severe flooding. Five members of Wisconsin's Task Force 1 departed for Texas on Tuesday with three canines, specialized search equipment, and medical supplies. The Texas Division of Emergency Management requested assistance for 2 weeks, which could be shortened or lengthened based on need during the search operation. There were still over 150 people missing as a result of the flooding when the task force departed. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Some time off for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before they host the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers beat the Dodgers yesterday, 3-2 in 10 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate with Sal Frelick at third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio, base hit, ball game. Frelick scores, and the Brewers win. They sweep the Dodgers. Jackson Churio with his first career walk-off, and he makes a winner out of the Brew Crew, sending the Dodgers to their sixth straight loss.
It's also the first time the Brewers have ever swept the Dodgers in a series played in Milwaukee. And after the game, it was announced that closer Trevor McGill has been selected for the All-Star game next week in Atlanta. NBA, Bobby Portis tells ESPN why he wanted to stay in Milwaukee and play for the Bucks.
Just the atmosphere, man, just the culture, man, just being in Milwaukee kind of helped shape and make my career.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's kind of annoying that the Jurassic Park franchise movies have been pretty mediocre. Having said that, it's hard to mess up a franchise where you have access to dinosaurs. Jurassic World Rebirth followed suit with most of the other films and received mediocre reviews. I thought about two-thirds of it was good. When dinosaurs are terrorizing, it's great fun, and there are a couple of moments that will make you jump from your seat. Not a full-blown Pete pick, but it's worth a look. Well, if you missed the first two installments of The Thomas Crown Affair in 1968 and 1999, you'll have another chance, as there is yet another remake of the film. Michael B. Jordan is set to star and direct the latest reboot. According to TheWrap.com, joining him in the cast will be Lily Gladstone and Kenneth Branagh. Branagh has received multiple Oscar nominations for acting and has won one for screenwriting for Belfast. The Thomas Crown Affair is expected to be released in 2027. Despite mediocre reviews, dinosaurs prevailed as box office champions over the 4th of July weekend. As expected, Jurassic franchise Rebirth, also known as Jurassic World Rebirth, was tops at the box office, pulling in $147 million domestically over the five-day weekend and $318 million worldwide. The film stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and some pretty impressive CGI dinosaurs. Coming in second place was the Brad Pitt-driven F1, which brought in $26 million and saw a somewhat respectable drop-off of 54% from the week before. How to Train Your Dragon came in third place with about $10 million in its fourth week of release. The family film is now at $224 million domestically, with well over a half a bill worldwide. Rounding out the top five were the Pixar film Elio with about $5 million Buku Dolores, and 28 years later came in fifth place with $4.6 million at the gate. Actor Mark Ruffalo has taken shots at podcaster Joe Rogan, insinuating that Rogan is late to the game with his ICE raid outrage. The Kenosha-born Ruffalo said it's a little late now to pretend like Project 2025 didn't exist and wasn't the playbook all along, saying about Rogan, "You are either not that smart or not that dumb. It's hard to tell at this point." Ruffalo has a host of projects set to drop in the coming months, and despite a solid performance as always, is still probably trying to forget he was part of Mickey 17. AMC Theaters recently announced they would play more commercials before movies to help offset a budget deficit. That's probably not something most moviegoers wanted to hear, but in a move in the other direction, beginning July 8th, the movie chain will offer 50% off tickets on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. The chain has also announced they will offer discount popcorn and soda on those days. This will allow the movie-going public to save a few bucks while still trying to add a few extra pounds. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. We'll get to around 82 for a high. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms with a low of 63. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms are likely with a high tomorrow right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.